Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Skidding is something we're used to Bears teams doing at this time of year, but that is not the case. What have they won? 8 out of 9? 7 in a row and 8 out of 9? I mean, it's outrageous. After an 0-2 start and everything that we were processing then, they are now here, not in the 2 seed, having beaten the Eagles, but in the 1 seed because the Rams lost to the Panthers.
It's 9 out of 10, right?
Is it 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
0-2.
0-2, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, and now they have an opportunity to take care of business against the Packers, which is great. But you're going to notice some things this week if you consume media, sports media at the national level. You're going to notice that some things have changed. Things have not changed locally when it comes to what I think has been tough love, tough coaching, harsh criticism and fairness by the Bears head coach when it comes to him talking about his quarterback that I think eventually will continue to bloom into this great relationship that these two guys have and hopefully continues to be winning football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are seeing the best version we have certainly ever seen in this town of the way it's supposed to go between offensive guru and quarterback. And it helps that he's the head coach. It really does in terms of the security and the power and the message and everybody else on the coaching staff being fully unified with the way that he sees it. It really does help quite a bit. But you're seeing a level of everything you said, the honesty and the attention to detail and the criticism and the praise and the realness that has just gone on. I'm curious to what you're talking about with the national folks, but let's hear Ben today, because we always like to hear Ben once he's had a chance to really watch the tape and dive in and tell us what he thought of Caleb's performance. And this is a couple minutes of Ben Johnson in detail on the winning quarterback from that Friday tilt, his Caleb Williams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I wanted to ask you about two end zone misses Caleb had in the first half, the one to Olamide. in the first quarter play action there, and then the other one to Rome, front right pylon on the other side of the field. What did you diagnose in terms of what caused those to miss?
Well, yeah, the first one was a keeper to the right, and we didn't quite get the execution on the front side the way we wanted to, and so Caleb quickly got off of it, and we actually call that backside route by Alameda a hero post on the backside of our keepers. It's one of those that's almost rarely ever thrown. You know, we always talk about, hey, if you're a third or fourth string quarterback in the preseason and you want to be a hero, that's when you throw that thing. And because it's so rarely thrown. He happened to find it. It was open, and we just barely missed that thing. So that was that one. And then the other one to Rome is very similar to where Rome is on the backside of the concept. Rome ran a great route, and Caleb was working through his progression. The front side didn't work out the way that we needed it to. And so as he was getting back to his second and third read, he ended up seeing Rome pop and just left it a little bit short. So both of those were a little bit of him just seeing the field really well, similar to the Cole touchdown, where not necessarily the primary or secondary read, yet he's seeing it and he's trying to pull the trigger to the open guy. So I think it was good on his behalf being able to see all that.
And I know Caleb's talked about it before, just there's passes that he's missing that are concerning to him because they're ones that he doesn't usually miss. And just like how off target he was on Friday on a couple of them. Like, where are your concern level with his accuracy right now?
It's an area that we are certainly talking about. There's no question. I will say in regards to Friday that was one of the more challenging games in terms of the wind. And so I called a outbreaker to DJ early in that game, and DJ ran a phenomenal route, and yet when the ball's in the air that long, that wind was taking care of it, and you could see it with the place kickers as well. You know, it did a number on Philly's kicker where the wind was a major factor. And so after that throw, I was a little bit concerned, particularly going that direction of putting the ball in the air for too long for a guy like Caleb who's got a super strong arm too. So I would say that plays a part, but there's a number of them that we've been talking about where we got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today. We need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
Ooh, man. Woo. Firm stuff there at the end. The realness of what's happening. But not all misses are the same. Like when he talks about the ones that fundamentally are a problem, like Caleb's feet sometimes are off on some of the basic ones. And I bet that bothers him more. I thought the stuff in the first half of that answer where he was praising his eyes being in the right place and being able to get through the progressions is huge. And it leads me to think that the more comfortable he gets, that as long as he's able to see that stuff like he is now, and now is trusting himself to get through all of that, I bet he'd be able to complete that pass to Rome with a little bit more calm and fundamentals when he doesn't have to think as much as he's having to think right now, learning this offense still.
You know, my philosophy is winning buys you time. It buys you a whole lot of time to get things right. And the crazy part to me about this is looking at Caleb and his development, I think that most people in Chicago who cover the Bears or talk about the Bears have done a good job of listening to Ben. And even we on this show, we said, we'll talk to you about Caleb after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, here we are.
And here we are at Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. And I think that there's been so much growth in what Caleb is that's predicated on him submitting to what the type of coaching that he's getting. You go back to last week in Declan Doyle talking about, yeah, we loaded him up with stuff. We made it difficult for him
because we knew that he could handle it. And now look at where he's at comparatively to where he was back then. And even with that, there's still hard coaching, harsh public criticism, which I'm sure Ben Johnson has done privately.
Mm-hmm.
So that he's not just fronting his quarterback out there. He's saying, like, these are the places where he can get better. I love seeing that. We're so used to that kind of being the plan. Like, it sounds really good to try and do something like that, but it seems like the Bears are actually doing it under Ben Johnson.
I think they are. Caleb is still a work in progress, and here we are talking about stuff. Would I like to think that he understands everything by this point in the season and can complete that ball to Rome when he is open by the front pylon? Yes. Yes, and I think Ben wants that too. But he takes the opportunity to praise the fact that at least he's getting through his progressions. Because, folks, there was a lot of weeks there where Caleb was not getting through his progressions.
And there, at all. And there might be a couple more weeks where that happens as he continues to grow. But the cool thing about what the Bears have done is they have completely moved the narrative off of they can only be good if Caleb is great.
Yeah, we know that's not the truth. I mean, that is no longer the truth. And it's had to be adjusted. We're seeing a team concept. I love what Benetti said. Like, all right, the quarterback, no, he's not just 1 of 11. What is he, like 3 of 11? Like, in terms of what his value and his importance is. I enjoyed that. But it's not the only thing. And it'll continue to be the only thing in the national narratives and the conversations. And that's still happening. Right.
So what's wild about it is that statistically, if you look over the last couple of games, you could look at Caleb and be like, it's not great. But the team's winning. And when the team wins, it makes everyone look better. It's why I think there's been a lot of love for Bo Nix. Like, the team's been winning with Bo Nix as their quarterback. And now I think that there are probably a lot of people on the national scale, they were probably like Homer Simpson in the bushes. And I think of that in a good way. I think there were people in the national media when it came to Caleb, they were like, I really like Caleb, but I don't feel comfortable saying that right now because the environment is not right for me to say how much I like Caleb Williams. Hmm. And now with the Bears winning, folks can step out into the light a little bit and talk about some of this stuff and give him praise.
Well, but if there are national media when talking about the Bears leading with Caleb Williams, they're doing it wrong. Like, they're flat out doing it wrong. Like, I was doing post game on Friday, and I think we got to the end of the second segment before we even mentioned his name, because the Bears dominated the offensive line and the defensive line and what Dennis Allen did with everybody and what the running game did and all of that. It's like Caleb was
a secondary or tertiary story.
Yes. And that's what's happening here.
That's the beauty of it. But inside that, Speaks, that's what I'm saying, get ready for. Mm. Inside that, especially leading up to this game, people are going to like walk into the light. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You would have never heard this 5 weeks ago. This is Howie Long on the Hall of Fame quarterback that he sees in Caleb Williams.
Usually you say with a quarterback, particularly a mobile quarterback, make him go to his left. He's as comfortable rolling to his left, flipping his hips.
Komet?
Yes.
That deep
he's,
post.
You know what he is? He's, for me, he's John Elway from my generation.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Now, John Elway was, you know, he didn't light it on fire initially, and then he has a great career, and he's a Hall of Famer.
And he seems to be coachable. Caleb, yeah. You know, he's doing...
I think he challenged him.
He did.
He challenged him. Usually, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I think a lot of times the more talented guys are the guys that maybe work less on the details. Guys like you and me, you know, who carry a lunch pail.
Yeah.
to work, you work your rear end off. And if there's no stone left unturned, you know, you just, I want every edge I can get. I want to look at every film I can. I want to look at every formation I can. Caleb is starting to buy in. This is, he challenged the team, but he also challenged the quarterback.
He's nothing about his play this year should make you say he's John Elway. Nothing. I mean, but like talking about pedigree and what you think as you're drafting him before you see him in the NFL is one thing. But now seeing the challenge that it is for him, respectfully, just the challenge that it is, the difficulty of the ask and what he's doing, he's throwing it. It's 58%. He's 33rd in the NFL in completion percentage.
So, Alex, you hearing it now? You hear like what the guys are like, I kind of like Caleb.
Yeah. And
but I've been afraid to say how much I like Caleb.
The point that stood out to me is where he's like, he's coachable. Remember that narrative at the beginning of the year? Dunn piece. Can we get rid of that now? Throw it away. He's making strides with his mechanics in season.
Yeah.
He's playing under center almost exclusively. He's improved in the play action game. He's improved his overall body of work. He has done everything to show you that he is making those strides and seemingly taking to the coaching.
It's a great point. Last year, he didn't seem to have great coaching.
He did not.
Nor did he perhaps believe in the coaching and do some of the work that he's doing now. We talk about buy-in with Ben all the time. Caleb's buy-in, like, just it soared through the effing roof with the hiring of Ben Johnson and everybody telling him, hey man, this guy knows it. He's like, okay, all right, okay. So he's trying and he's working. We don't know that he did last year. So like, he's 24, man. That changes. Wait, we got listeners out there have gone from job to job and all of a sudden they believe in a boss and believe in a place and they're like, oh, okay, I get it. This is when I grow up.
I think that that's completely normal for that to be the case. I just think, and I promise you, that leading up to this, you're going to see stuff nationally that you have not seen about the Bears and the Bears court. I promise you,
John Elway,
that it's going to happen. I don't have a problem with what Howie said at all. Because I feel like Howie's been one of them dudes. It's been like, I think Caleb's good. You know, hits Flowers, runs out the room. I feel like Howie's been one of those guys. And now he feels comfortable enough because the Bears are winning to be like, no, he's good. He's so good that he reminds me of maybe the most talented quarterback that's ever played football.
Well, he's talking about the home run touchdown to Kmet when he's running to his left. And we just praised that as well. And I just praised it as well, you know. But it's like, in that game, and really in a lot of these games, he's being asked to be a game manager sometimes. And that's wonderful that he has a willingness to do it. Like Jalen Hurts has had a willingness to do it. And then the difference is when it's time, when the defense demands that you be that guy who throws it 40 times and puts up 280 or 350 and helps a team score 35 points, you got that in you. Are you ready to do that within this system?
And seeing that be the next step of his development is pretty awesome. Like the idea of look at how even an ardent like Bears fan can look at the growth that's happened. As angry as you were at the beginning of the season, you have a game where we're not dissecting the box score. We're not looking at the percentage. The thing that we're looking at now, the way that things have changed and the way that it's going to change nationally, at least for the next week, is they're winning. And Caleb's become a big part of it. Now, the run game against Philadelphia was crazy. But that thing that you're talking about, Spiegs, the idea of when the moment presents itself.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to make a play?
And he has absolutely shown that. So I should just probably relax and let the Elway comp be the game finisher, the crazy skills with the arm and everything, and the ability to do it in a number of different ways and make big plays in the fourth quarter. I should just relax and let that be the point that Howie is making.
I think that you should live in it because it's all the things that you like and the things that we've kind of been asking for. You know me,
I've been saying, I already know Caleb can do the crazy stuff. And in the fourth quarter, when your team is behind, I know he can do that. That if you're going to play off defense, you're going to let things happen in front of you. I know that he's good enough to bring a team back. What we saw and why the Komet throw to me is such a big deal, it is the culmination of all the stuff. It's the Bears' run game itself making itself a weapon, one that can't be ignored by a defensive coordinator as good as Vic. Like, that's one of the great defensive coordinators in the game. Mm-hmm. And he got desperate. He looked at the Bears and said, these guys are running all over us. We got to do something. We got to send more bodies. We'll just send more bodies. We'll send more bodies. We'll put 8-9 in the box. And then the play call itself allows for Caleb to get the first down if he wants. But Caleb in the moment goes, I got it.
Yeah, man.
But.
Absolutely.
How about we get a little greedy on this one? And then he makes that throw.
I love it.
It's,
I mean,
all the things.
That's I just did that. I just said that last segment. Yes. I agree. It's just maybe that if it's about that, then okay. I just think that, you know, it's just a fascinating spot to be in because not everything is there yet for the man. But I was incredibly impressed with the maturity and progress that took place and the ability to have that special at that moment.
And I think that that's okay for you to do too. And when you look at Elway, when you look at his numbers, he wasn't the guy completing 70% of his passes.
Well, the league was different. Nobody was.
That's true.
That the standard is completely different now.
And what version of Elway does this look like with Caleb?
The late Elway when he had Terrell Davis. When he had Terrell Davis, and he did just enough, and he still got Super Bowl MVPs because that's how the league works.
This one's for John.
Yeah.
You go, John, can you go make an impossible throw? Like, we've done, the TD has done a job today. Can you? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Watch this impossible throw. That's where Caleb's at now. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are good things. Yeah. Why am I the one that's the positive one today?
I don't know. I think I was positive, too.
The world is flipped on its head.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.